This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our rep.
Hello?
Hello? I just received a thing that... Hello? I haven't ordered anything on eBay. I've never ordered anything on eBay in my life. Somebody's using my card, I think. There was, something came out from, Afterpay, that was with my telephone number and also my email account, and it wasn't me also. So somebody's doing something dodgy with my account.
That means without your permission, someone is trying to misuse your details for making
a purchase
in your name, right?
Yes, correct.
Not a problem, ma'am. We will simply go ahead and guide you to secure your details and cancel.
Thank you. Is there any way I can find out who it is that's trying to do this?
Will you please let me know one thing, ma'am? The mobile phone you're using right now, is it an Android phone or it's an iPhone, ma'am?
It's an Android phone.
Okay, do one thing, ma'am. I will guide you how to cancel that transaction and block all those persons. Put the phone on speaker, ma'am. And go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons. You can see an application which says Play Store. Open that. Play Store.
The application says what, sorry?
Play Store.
P-L-A-Y.
Play Store.
Play Store. Yeah, I've got you. Sorry. Yes?
Now, when you open Play Store, have a look on the very top. You can see a long search panel where you can type something, right? You need to type the quick support. Quick support.
Quick support.
Yes.
Quick. Thank you so much. I'm really scared. Quick support. Yep. Okay. Push on it. Team viewer.
Yes, it will be
quick support.
Click on that.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And then you can see a green color bar which says install. Click on install. When you get to see open, please let me know. By the meantime, I just want you to be handy with a piece of paper and a pen, okay? So when you get to
see... Okay, what was the eBay they were trying to buy things?
They're just trying to make a purchase of gift card. It's a Google Play gift card, okay?
$299. Oh my god, bastards. Okay. Yep.
Now,
I've got a pen and I'm getting open now.
Now on your mobile, what you can see, do you see open? Click on open.
Remotely control this device from any computer or...
Not that one. This is just advertisement. You need to swipe the screen right to left 3 times. Swipe the screen right to left 3 times.
Yep. Activating
now,
remote control feature.
Wait for a second. Now, after that, what you can see, please let me know.
NOX license activation.
Go to the very bottom down. Do you see OK or agree and continue?
Agree.
Click on that. And after what you can see.
How are they doing this, do you know?
The thing is that mostly sometimes what happens, ma'am, whenever you go online using your internet, you will get to see the lots of spam emails and the advertisement coming up on your screen. So what is going to happen if you're going to give a click on this type of spam email? This type of spam email contains lots of harmful viruses and malicious software. So when you give a click on that, your device is going to download those viruses automatically, and from there they can get into your devices and they can use
it. Okay, I've noticed I've got lots and lots of apps I didn't put on there, but I don't know which ones are meant to be there and which ones aren't. Special app access required.
Do you see setting? Click on setting.
Yes.
Click on setting.
Oh my god, they're all on. Appear on top. They've all got on.
Now, when you give a click on setting, ma'am, you can see a new application which says quick support. Where two arrows.
Oh my god, they're all on. Okay,
quick support.
I've got so many apps on here that I haven't even put on. And if I put them on, I'll turn them off.
Ma'am, and just have a look. Do you see Team Viewer Quick Support?
I'm looking. Team Viewer, I can't moment.
Quick Support.
Quick Support, yes I do. Turn it on.
Turn it on so we can activate the security. Is it on right now?
Yes, I've just turned it on.
Now press the back button 2 times. Press the back button 2 times.
Yep, it's closed again. Do I open it?
Yes, open it one more time.
Your ID, it is.
I want you to write down the ID on the piece of paper, sir, ma'am. Write down
okay.
The ID on the piece of paper.
Yep, oh, okay, the numbers just come up. Okay,
here we go. And the last
one,
okay.
6, 3, 2, 3, 4, 6. Now, I usually go through my Wi-Fi at home. Should I change everything on my Wi-Fi?
Let me first give you the security scanning, then I can let you know what you need to do, okay? Can you confirm the security ID? Can you confirm me that?
Security ID. So, what happened is my screen closed. I'll send my ID. Is that what I do?
No. Yep. You can see your ID and numbers. Tell me the number one by one.
16.
Okay.
32.
Okay.
346.
Okay.
268.
It is 16323466268.
Yes.
Now let me tell you, ma'am, when we are going to activate this security ID for you, shortly
yes.
You will get to see a verification message like allow or accept. If you can see any verification message.
How do I know that you're not trying to get into my stuff? Click on allow.
You'll get to see that, ma'am. Click on allow. Then you can see start now. Click on start now if you can see that.
Yeah.
Now,
what about someone who's trying to get into my device?
Let me tell you, you'll get to see a verification message, okay? Wait for a second.
So who are you? Where are you from?
You can see that on
your
mobile. Yes, you are speaking with eBay, and you will get to see my name and my job ID also, okay? If you can see that, you can write down my name, my job ID on the piece of paper, okay?
Yeah, you don't know who to trust anymore, you know?
I understand your concern, ma'am, that you're too much suspicious regarding all the things, but the thing is that those fraudsters are so smart, they can get into your devices with the help of that link or the small advertisement, okay? So no need to worry about anything, ma'am. We will simply go ahead and block all those person who is trying to misuse your personal details. So will you please, first of all, with the help of this device, what are the activities you do normally? Do you do like online shopping, online banking, or ZipPay, AfterPay, anything like that?
Not that often. I usually do Amazon. I order a lot of stuff from Amazon. Amazon and one other clothing place is the only places I've ever ordered from, anything from.
Okay, and you don't do online banking, right?
I do online banking, yeah.
You do online banking because why I'm asking, ma'am, as you can understand, the customer is trying to get your details, right? So you just can you give me a 1 minute, ma'am? Can you be on hold? We are checking something.
Thank you. I just got a call from eBay. Someone was trying to make a payment to eBay for $290 or something. And they were authorizing it. Some guy rang up to authorize it. And I was like, no, I haven't put any money into eBay. And I received an email the other day from AfterPay saying that my thing's through and I've never bought anything from AfterPay. So this guy's helping me. Yeah, sorry.
You were talking to me or you're talking to someone
else?
No,
sorry. I was telling my parents what was going on.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. First of all, will you please let me know one thing? Like, first of all, go to your home screen of your mobile, ma'am. Go to your home screen of your mobile.
Okay, yep.
And if you have an Amazon application, please open the Amazon application first.
Yep.
Now, when you open the Amazon application, ma'am, I want to show you something, ma'am, how they can get into your devices. When you're in the Amazon application, have a look on the very bottom. You can see the home logo and you can see a person logo. Do you see that? Click on that.
Which one, the person? The person or
the person logo. Click on that person one.
Okay, yeah.
and then you will get to see something which says your account. Click on your account.
I'm just scared because I don't know who you are, mate. That's all. I know you gave me a thing with your name and whatever, but that could be... How do I know that that's legit?
I will show you each and everything, mate. I will show you the card from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase. And you're talking to me more than 10 minutes. Did I ask about any of your personal details over
the phone? I'm worried, mate.
I understand, ma'am, because that's the reason I'm trying to help you. If I'm a fraud person, I'm definitely sure you're going to ask you all of your details, but we are not authorized to ask you, right? So, when you see something that says your account, click on your account. If you can see
so
that.
So, you've taken over my phone now. So, like, if I go into my account, you can see all my details. So, why are you allowed?
No one. You are just connected to our security server of eBay, where it's going to just give you the security scanning. You're not connected to any human being, because if I'm going to take you any of your connection over the phone, I'm going to lose my job, okay? So no need to worry about that. Just open the Amazon account, and then you'll get to see. Now, when you give a click on your account, scroll down a little bit, and you get to see something which says your payments. If you can see that, click on that, your payments, if you can see that.
I'm looking.
Okay, then you'll get to see that your payments.
Yep.
Now, when you give a click on your payment, ma'am, you'll get to see one of your banking card was attached on the Amazon. If your Amazon account is not safe and secure right now, you can understand the card details which is connected on your Amazon is not safe and secure. Now, if your card is not safe and secure, what is going to be happen? Your banking details is also not going to be safe and secure, okay? So, first of all,
I should just go and change my Amazon password.
Just give me 1 minute, ma'am. I will let you know each and everything, okay? Relax yourself. Now, do you know how to remove this card from Amazon? Do you know that?
No, not exactly, no.
You see edit? Click on edit.
Yeah.
Now, when you give a click on edit, you will get to see the whole card details came up on the screen. What I want you to do, first of all, I want you to have a look on the very bottom down. You will get
remove
to see something. Yes, click on that. Remove from wallet.
Okay, thank you. Okay, remove. Yep, that's removed.
Now,
there's
nothing here.
Yep.
Gift card. No need to do anything with the help of the gift card. Do one thing, ma'am. First of all, I want you to go back to your home screen of your mobile. And if you have an eBay application, open the eBay application.
No, I don't have an eBay. I don't think I do.
Okay.
I've never ordered from eBay. I don't think so.
Not a problem. Will you please let me know, ma'am, if you want to check that any money was deducted from your account or not, how you go ahead and check that?
I know how to do that with my bank account. That's fine. I can do that from there.
And you do with the help of the Google, right?
Yeah. No. I just go through my bank app. That's fine, thank you.
Okay, not a problem, because why I'm asking, ma'am, as you can understand, there was card was attached on the Amazon and also your personal details was used. I just want you to go ahead and check that any money was deducted in the name of eBay or Amazon or not. So if you can see any transaction was there, please let me know so I can go ahead and cancel the transaction and we can refund your money back, okay?
Oh, that's okay. Look, my bank refunds it if anything's come out anyway. That's fine. I'll check that out.
Yeah, the thing is that, ma'am, as the money was deducted from the eBay, that's the reason I just want you to check. No need to give me any of your details over the phone, ma'am.
That's fine. Look, I can sort the bank out. Thank you. That's fine.
I understand your concern, ma'am. Please try to understand. You are not giving me any of your details. We are helping you. As you can see, the card was attached there. You can understand.
Yeah, but it says here that you connected to my device.
We are not connected. I already explained you, ma'am. You are just connected to the security server, so we can find out from where these fraudsters are coming, so we can go ahead and block all those persons. Please try to understand.
Okay, well, that's fine. Look, I'll deal with the bank things, and it was just eBay. that's fine. I think we'll just get it back today.
eBay, the money was deducted, which was from the eBay. So eBay is the authorized person to refund your money back and provide you the security regarding that, okay? I just want you to take it from your side, only from your
side.
That's
okay. That's okay. Look, I've really got to go. Thank you so much for your help, though.
It's all up to you,
Mark. Have a really lovely day.
If any problem is going to be happen, you are the suspected person or you are the person who
has
okay.
As long as you blocked my eBay, I'm really happy.
Can you wait for
eBay's all I've ever, Amazon's all I've ever bought from before.
Can you wait for a second? I'm connecting this call to my security department. Can you wait for a second?
No, that's okay. I've really got to go. I'm sorry. Thank you.